Today we're building a concrete eco-style jungle ARP stack in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those details that can make a DNB tune feel instantly recognizable. We're not just making an arpeggio, we're turning a vocal phrase into a rhythmic hook, a tension tool, and a transition element all at once. Think ghostly, metallic, late-night warehouse energy. Something that sounds like it's bouncing off concrete walls while the drums and bass do the heavy lifting underneath. This kind of part is perfect for an intro, a pre-drop, or a mid-section switch-up. It gives your track identity without fighting the sub. And because we're using only Ableton stock devices, you can build the whole thing inside Live 12 without needing anything extra. First, choose the right vocal source. You want a phrase with clear consonants and a short tail. Sounds like T, K, P, S, SH, or CH are gold here because they give you that percussive click and air that can lock into the groove. A whispered phrase, a short spoken line, a simple sung motif, or even your own voice can work really well. The big thing here is timing. Before you start sound design, warp the clip properly. If the source is messy, every delay and filter you add later will exaggerate the problem. So tighten it first. Use Complex Pro for tonal or sung material, and beats if the phrase is more chopped and rhythmic. Then trim it down to one or two bars of usable material. You're looking for a short gesture, not a full vocal performance. Now we're going to turn that into a playable instrument. Drag the vocal into simpler, and if the phrase has distinct syllables, try slice mode. If you want a more one-shot style approach, use classic mode. For this lesson, I'd actually suggest making two versions. One simpler track for rhythmic slicing, and one for longer vowel tails or tonal sustain. Set the attack very short, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Keep the release tight enough to feel chopped, maybe somewhere between 80 and 250 milliseconds depending on how staccato you want it. If you want a brighter top layer, transpose it up by an octave or a fifth. If you want a darker supporting layer, leave it at the original pitch or drop it an octave. Now program a short MIDI phrase. Don't try to write a long melody yet. Treat the vocal like percussion first. Listen to where the consonants naturally land and build around those hits. Put notes on off beats, leave gaps, and let the silence do some of the work. In jungle and DNB, space is groove. If your pattern feels too robotic, shift one or two notes slightly off the grid. Just a little late can create that dubby drag that makes this style feel alive. We want tension, not perfectly polished repetition. Next, we're going to build the stack. Duplicate the vocal instrument track twice so you have three layers. One is the body layer, one is the shimmer layer, and one is the grit layer. The body layer is your main mid-range vocal chop. Keep it centered and fairly clean so the phrase reads clearly against the drums. The shimmer layer is the bright, higher version. High-pass it so it stays out of the bass and lower mids. Something around 300 to 600 Hz is a good starting point if you want it to feel airy and wide. The grit layer is the darker, rougher version. This can be pitched down or filtered to add tension and weight. You don't need much of it. In fact, that's often the point. It should feel like punctuation, not a second melody. Balance matters here. Start with the body layer around unity or slightly below. Pull the shimmer down a bit more, and keep the grit layer even quieter. The idea is that the three layers work together, but they don't all speak at the same volume. Now let's talk stereo discipline, because this is where a lot of stacks go wrong. Keep the body layer mostly mono. Let the top layer be the one that opens up. You can use utility to widen it a little, or let delay and reverb create the width naturally. Always check the whole thing in mono. If the stack disappears or gets facey, you've pushed the width too far. Now we'll give the pattern movement with arpeggiator. You can place it before the instrument or on a MIDI effect track feeding simpler. Try a rate of 1/16 or 1/8. Up-down can work nicely, and converge is great if you want a more dramatic rise and fall shape. Keep the gate somewhere around 35-60% so it feels rhythmic, but not too clipped. This is where you can really treat the part like a drum phrase. Place notes so they answer the kick and snare skeleton. If you're working at 174 BPM and a halftime roller, a nice move is to let the vocal arp answer the snare on beat 3 and then push into the next bar with a short pickup. That gives you forward motion without stepping on the downbeat. A useful trick is to give the layers slightly different rhythmic rolls. The body layer can carry the main phrase. The shimmer layer can play fewer notes and just lift the section. The grit layer can hit only at the end of the bar or on a key punctuation point. When all layers play exactly the same rhythm, the stack can sound flat. When they disagree a little, it suddenly feels arranged. Now let's add echo, because this is a huge part of the Concrete Echo character. Put Echo on a return track if you want more control, or directly on the stack if you want a more printed, aggressive sound. For this style, the delay should act like a groove element, not just a wash. A good starting point is 1/8 or 1/8 dotted sync, with feedback around 20-45%. Filter the lows out of the repeats, so they don't clutter the mix. Maybe high pass around 200-500 Hz. Then low pass the top end so the echoes feel darker and more warehouse-like. Keep modulation subtle so the repeats wobble just a little. Automate the echo for transitions. That's where the real magic happens. Open the feedback a bit in the last half bar before a drop. Darken the repeats as tension builds. Then cut the return hard on the drop so the drums hit clean. That silence right before impact can be more powerful than adding another layer. If you're arranging a 16-bar intro, a classic move is to gradually open the echo from bar 9 through 12, then mute it for a bar before the drop. That gives the ear a buildup without making the section too busy. Now we'll shape the tone. Add saturator to the main stack to thicken the mids and help the vocal cut through drums and bass. Keep it controlled. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Turn soft clip on, then trim the output to match. After that, use EQ8 to clean things up. Cut any boxy buildup around 250-500 Hz. If it gets pokey, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If the top layer needs a bit more air, a gentle shelf can help, but don't overdo it. The goal is clarity, not hi-fi gloss. If the transients feel too sharp, you can soften them lightly with drum buss, but keep it subtle. Often the best move is just to use the volume envelope inside Simpler and shape the slices there. That gives you more control and keeps the sound tighter. Once you like the tone, resample it. This is an advanced but very useful move. Bounce the processed stack to audio so you can chop it, reverse it, automate it, and layer it more easily. In DNB, resampling turns a loop into a production tool. Now think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. The stack should evolve across the track. In the first four bars, maybe you only hear the body layer with some filtered echo. In the next four, bring in the shimmer. In the next section, let the full stack hit with more rhythmic density. Then strip it back again before the drop and leave just a tail or a reverse hit. That kind of progression makes the part feel composed. It stops the track from sounding like a repeated 8-bar loop. Also, keep the low end under control. High pass the stack if needed, usually somewhere around 120-250 Hz, depending on the source. The sub-bass should always live separately. If the vocal fights the groove, use sidechain compression from the kick or drum buss, so it ducks out of the way a little. And don't forget to check the rhythm against just the drums. Solo the kick and snare skeleton and see if the vocal phrase still makes sense. If it works there, it'll usually work in the full mix. Here are a few advanced moves that can really level this up. Try reversing only the tail of the phrase instead of the whole chop. That creates a suction effect before the next hit without making the motif too obvious. Try shifting one layer by a different interval between sections. A move up 3 semitones adds tension. 7 semitones feels more uplifting, and moving down 5 semitones can make the whole thing darker and heavier. Try using velocity as arrangement. Make the first bar softer and the second bar harder, or the other way around. With vocal chops, even small changes in attack and resonance can make the phrase feel like it's changing shape. And if you want a really gritty, cinematic feel, make a broken tape version. Duplicate the resampled audio, detune one copy a little, offset it by a few milliseconds, and blend it quietly under the main stack. That instability is very DNB friendly. A good practice exercise here is to build a 4-bar intro into drop lead-in. Pick one vocal phrase or even one syllable. Warp it. Slice it into a few playable chunks. Program a simple 2-bar rhythm with offbeat hits. Duplicate the track for an octave up shimmer layer and a darker filtered layer. Add echo on a return with 1/8 sync and moderate feedback. Then automate the filter open over 4 bars and slam it shut right before the drop. Finally, bounce it to audio and reverse the last hit into the transition. If you do that well, you'll have 3 useful versions of the same idea: a sparse intro version, a full drop version, and a transition version with more echo and movement. Same identity, different energy. So the big takeaway is this: treat the vocal stack like percussion first, melody second, and atmosphere third. Keep the low end clean. Let the layers disagree a little. Use echo as rhythm. Use resampling to turn the movement into audio. And always think about how the part evolves across that arrangement. If it sounds too polite, make it shorter, grittier, and more rhythmic. If it sounds too messy, strip out the lows, narrow the image, and let the drums breathe. That balance is what gives a concrete echo style jungle ARP stack its power in Ableton Live 12.